Hi, I'm here to answer a question that was presented to me by email from somebody who watched one of the videos. And on the one of the previous videos, it was about the possibility that the sinal nodes of the heart, one or both of them, or in between, might be the seat of the soul. So that's the question. Is this point or the heart or anything else the seat of the soul? I don't know really how to define the terminology, the seat of the soul. Does that mean the chalice? Does that mean the For me, the seat would be the, where I put my butt on the tricycle I try to learn to drive. That seat? Or is this a place that the soul exists? I don't personally have the degree to be able to say to anyone with impunity, this is the seat of the soul. All I can do is share some of my experiences, and I can't even say those experiences are accurate or personally or otherwise. So all I can say is I've had extraordinary experiences, both in the body, out of the body, but I haven't directly experienced a place that is the specific position of the soul, or where the soul is actually accessed. I personally aspire to embody that, no matter where it is. I'd like to embody my soul in its correct location to express and live through that location, and so on. So, over the last 40, 50 years, I've had a wide variety of experiences, some of which I've shared, many of which I've not shared. And yes, one time I did see and experience the face of God in the middle of my brain. I would have said afterwards it was probably my pituitary, though it could have been the pineal. I don't really know what that bright burning orb of light was in my own brain, not induced by any substance or trauma. But there are other locations that I've had extraordinary events. I spent 30 years focusing on the likelihood of the thymus, which I've showed you other pictures at different times of the thymus, but this is a graphic one. The thymus sits right on the top of the heart, and in small children, it covers over half of the heart. And it's not separated either from itself or, anyway, it separates only as adults. I've had extraordinary experiences, and for a period of time, I really believe that the thymus was the seat of the soul. And I had beautiful, profound experiences by really spending time with it. And then for a period of time, I went with the pericardium, the skin of the heart at the bottom. And again, I had experiences. I also had experiences in the pelvic cavity. I had experiences at the bottom of the spine. Multiple experiences that I, at this point of my existence, I don't go there anymore. And you might wonder why, because some of my last experience was really quite obvious and compelling. It's like standing next to the circuitry of a power plant for a major city, and you're about to put your hands on it, the power, just getting near it, was so revealing that I realized that if I were to actually engage it, I would likely be dead or burn out my nervous system, be crazy, whatever. It was quite obvious that, no, I don't go there. You can if you want. You know, you can call it Kundalini or whatever you want, but there are profound experiences I had along the spine as a result of going there. I don't go there now, nor do I encourage anyone to go there. There are things that I've done that are very powerfully done in the bones. I've done things in the fallopian, in the mitochondria, blood cells, nerve cells. I've gone a lot of places, had a lot of experiences. I've not experienced anything in my hand or my feet, my elbows, my knees, not really had any great cosmic experiences in my legs or arms. I've not had a really profound experience in my bladder, my gallbladder, my kidney. I've had some other experiences, had a nice one in the spleen, one that I wouldn't recommend in the pancreas, but I've tried lots of locations because I wanted to learn how to embody my own soul. Now, I confess, for the first 35 years of my process, going back to the 70s, I disavowed anything to do with the body. I only went certain locations because I thought the etheric location of the thymus or the etheric energetic location of the heart was what I was really searching for. It took me, nearly 40 years to go, wait a second, the physical location of a specific thing, like if I just pull up the one about the sinal node again, that there is something in this physical location that is actually more embodied than the etheric nature of it. So I'm suggesting that the greater experience is to go more deeply. So yes, I go more deeply now in the bones, in the blood, you name it. I go more deeply in some organ of the body. This one just happens to be a mitochondria. Yes, I'm wanting to learn how to feel my soul in all of these different locations. I can't tell you that any one location is it. It's somewhat like this, if you want. You've seen this one before. Being right in that location, if you turned it vertical, where is it? There are places for me, like, I love this picture. You've likely seen it before. You've seen this one before. This is a laminin molecule. It has a specific location. In this moment, I'm focused on this location as the seat of the soul. So I'm taking this particular graphic, focusing on this location. I'm not sure which one, the thump or the thump or the one in between. So I'm practicing, feeling. That's where I am, to feel the existence inside me of that. Now, the harder part is I'm also focusing here. Now, I've shared this. For me, this is a picture of the night sky with actual stars from the Hubble. You can't see them to the naked eye, but if you stay there over days, you find out it opens up and there are trillions of galaxies in that dark night sky. Why would you go there? For me, this corresponds to the existence of something that's incomprehensible. I just listened to a scientific debate that they believe that the Webb telescope has identified a place past the Big Bang where there is nothing. They think, well, it could be a black hole, or it could be nothing. Is there a place at the boundaries of the universe where there is nothing? Well, my answer to that, and only my answer, just my opinion, no. What you think of as nothing at the boundary of the Webb telescope's capacity is not a nothing. It's actually the beginning of something far beyond the nothing. Because for me, it's reality. Meaning we enter into reality. I say reality because this world here, it's hard to explain it. People call it the Maya, right? Is this the Maya? Is this the illusion? Is this the temporary? Is this the transitional? Is the physical existence transitional? My experience so far is, yeah, it is. Because what comes next is permanent. It does not change or deteriorate. Well, how does something not change? So my desire to experience that is focused on something like this. Now, if this is just a graphic, that's all it is. A pinpoint in a dark night sky. If I were to put my heart in that location, in me, not over there, but in me, that's what I'm experimenting with as the seat of the soul. But as I mentioned before, my current experience of it is emotionally challenging because I realize in order to do that, I need to have a inherent natural ability that is, well, a combo of, well, this one. If that were the point, could I do that? Could I be that beautiful in that point? But in order to go there, I have to have the ability to feel like this. This is a friend of mine. You've met him before, some of you. His name is Beckett. I need this textural quality in that location in order to enter that pinpoint. Now, if I could do that in this location, which is the same location as this one and the same location as this one, if you want to look at it on a macro scale, it comes into if I can do this. If I could do Beckett, clearly enough, I could individualize myself as a single metaphoric drop of water in an ocean of souls. Not an easy thing for me to do. The reality is I can't do this. Now, it doesn't mean I need to go back to my childhood. No, I need to go forward in my life while developing this quality consciously, where my own being, to access the seed of my own soul, I need to have the heart of a child. For those of you who know the story of Quasimodo, and the Notre Dame story, Hunchback of Notre Dame, I feel like the Hunchback of Notre Dame compared to Beckett. But somehow in my quest, I need to have this sensitivity in order to enter into this place. I need that. This is just a galaxy, an actual picture of a galaxy. I need to be the Beckett in order to enter into that, which means my heart needs to be softer than it ever has been. And it's not very soft. I mean, can I really do this? If I call anything the seat of the soul, this is a metaphor, graphic metaphor. Can I do this? Well, the answer is no. But I need to keep moving toward exploring, changing, releasing. Yeah, I've had wonderful experiences in the head brain. I've had wonderful experiences of profound integrity in the belly brain. I've had wonderful experiences in the heart brain. Is the seat of the soul all of them or none? I don't know. But for now, I'm practicing that place in the heart, asking for the guidance to show the truth about the seat of the soul. I still like the feeling, and I go back to this one, because he literally was once riding a tricycle in the house. And he was going around the island in the kitchen as fast as he could on his tricycle, just laughing outrageously while going around and around in his tricycle. And every time he came by me, I just lifted my leg up and he'd go under my leg and go around the island, and he's giggling and laughing and he doesn't want to stop. I wasn't going to have him stop. He just kept going. He must have gone on for what seemed like 10 or 15 minutes. Wow. Do I have that degree of personal passion to occupy my own vehicle? Can I put my little butt on that tiny little seat of the soul? Right now, I agonize over my inadequacy to be able to be like that, but I'm striving for it. I don't know if that answers your question or not about, is the heart the seat of the soul, and so on and so on, but that's where I am. I have no claim to superior experience in this, only my own experience. Do what you can with it. But if you find that seat of the soul, well, please, you know, share it with me. I'm looking for it. See you again.